Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Sunday, April 11th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While many Christians in the United States are pushing for missionary safety, Christians in countries opposed to the gospel are taking a different approach. Global Advance holds frontline shepherds conferences all over the world for national Christian leaders. Global Advance's David Shibley says Christians are taking risks.
I have met many pastors in several nations who have had to place their families in hiding at different points simply to plant churches in unreached areas and in areas where people are very hostile to the gospel message.
Global Advance is holding some 40 conferences this year because the international missionary situation is changing.
There are now more cross-cultural missionaries being deployed from non-Western nations than from Western nations. That's a victory for the church around the world as the church worldwide takes ownership of the Great Commission.
Funding is needed for future conferences. And AIDS continues to ravage families in South Africa. As a result, tens of thousands of children are now part of an orphan culture. Evangelical Baptist Missions' Paul Jackson says they're pointing them to Christ with a ministry called Bethesda Village. The project is in the first construction phase, but there's a problem.
We are right now fine-tuning our strategy with the drastic fall of the dollar in South Africa right now. Obviously, what we can build budget-wise is significantly less. It's really lost almost 40% of its value in the last year. We're seeing the village as being an opportunity to take care of kids who totally fall through the cracks in the system.
Financial partners are needed to help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address, and you'll receive up-to-date mission news you can pray over every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.